Welcome everybody. Shir number 1125. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Refuah Shlema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Shtakav Refuah Shlema Psoch Shachar Lisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad Trapping. Okay, so I just want to talk about another part of Tzad, which we spoke about a little, but sometimes does come up and we have to be aware of it. I've seen in the past, especially by younger children sometimes. That is, we said last time, if somebody uses, in general, we're not doing it, but they have a dog, like a hunting dog, and the dog chases down the animal, and you want the dog to catch the animal, and the Shulchan Aruch spoke about if you stand in front of the animal, to persuade the animal to go another way, and it goes towards the dog. So all these various different type of things are a problem of tzad trapping, because of the fact that this is a regular way of how hunters trap in general. So in conjunction with that a little bit, brings down the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas on page 853, when he's explaining some of the various different categories of tzad trapping. On page 853, he says, according to some poskim, the malacha of tzad trapping is unique in that it can occur without any direct act. For example, even without a trap, right? It could occur without a trap. It could occur without one actually grabbing onto the animal, which we said in general, animals are muksa. Animals are muksa. I'm not getting into if it's somebody's own pet for various different reasons. There's different ways to work with that. But be it as it may, a regular animal in general is muksa. So that's a separate issue. But even the fact that a person doesn't grab the animal and they didn't use a trap, they could still be over the malacha min ha-Torah of trapping without any direct act, because he explains, in conjunction with what we just mentioned from the Shulchan Aruch, because professional trapping is often performed in this manner. It's, like we said, sometimes they'll let a dog loose, or whatever the case is. It's therefore similar to the context of, it's a little bit similar to Zareya, in the Melacha is performed through a grumma, meaning that we said if somebody plans something, right, we said if I take a pit, we spoke about the pit, we spoke about various different things, and I go and plant it on Shabbos, even though nothing happened, nothing's happening for 3 days, Mishnah Berurah says nothing takes root even for 3 days, but I was chayev lemafreya, because that is the malacha of zareya, planting. Right, that's how we plant. So the same thing over here, you don't bedafka have to grab the animal. So he brings an important point, which sometimes does come up, that chasing or merely frightening an animal into a corner or a confined area without touching it or even coming near the animal could be the malach of tzad, depending on what was done. So that's an important point, that chasing it or frightening it into a corner, confining the animals. You have sometimes you see little kids, and there's another problem also, is could be Tzar Balachayim, which we're not going to get into right now, which is another problem. So one has to be very careful. A lot of times you see these kids, they're running around, chasing after, I don't know, a bird, or that there's a little, maybe a squirrel, whatever the case is, whatever it might be, and they run around it and they confine it into a corner. So they frighten it into a corner, they chase it into a corner, whatever the case is, into a confined area. So even though they didn't trap it or whatever the case is, this could be running into the problem, into the malacha of tzad trapping. And besides the fact, like we said, tzar balachayim. So one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos and not to do it during the week either, for that matter. But on Shabbos, besides the tzar balachayim, you also have the malacha of tzad trapping. Any animal, any creature, any whatever the case is that runs around and you confine it to a small little area, like we said, if you could catch it in one swipe, it's a deraisa. In case not, a derabon, and whatever the case is, that's not the issue. But the issue is that one has to stay away from that. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're dealing with also the malacha of tzad trapping. Now we're going to talk about, I'm not going to talk about it right now, but just to bring up the thing, it could be a fly in a box. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, brings down a person, there's a fly sitting in a box. A small box, right? So what do? I don't do anything. I don't like chase the fly and use a fly swatter, whatever the case is. I just close the box. I put the cover on the box. And the fly is just there. You know, if I open the cover, he flies, he's all over the place. But the fly's right there, and I just, I just put the cover on, it's in a shoebox. Let's say I have a shoebox and a fly flies in, right? And now all I do is I put the cover up on top. So that's running into the problem of tzad trapping. So we'll see how that works. There are certain poskim that one say if you open it up it just flies away, like case of a fly, possibly it could be easier, but one has to be aware of those things. We'll get a little bit more into that. But be it as it may, the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos brings down another, again, on page 854, again, the same thing. Similarly, chasing an animal or frightening it into a confined space is sad, like we said. Even if the animal is not physically touched or handled during this process. Now, an interesting point he brings down, the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos, we should know in general, we're not getting into these halachas right now, just bring it down because he does mention it. It should be noted, he says, again, it's all found on page 854, it should be noted that hunting, in general, just backtracking a minute, hunting with animals, like we said, with the dog or whatever, to catch an animal is also the malacha of tzad, like we saw, because this is a technique used by professional trapping. Therefore, employing hunting dogs to chase and confine an animal is the malacha the araisa, according to many poskim. We spoke about in the Shulchan Aruch, similarly setting a cat on a mouse is sud. That's an interesting point also, right? A person has a cat and there's a mouse. So I'll set the cat, you know, the cat will catch the mouse. That's, you're running into problem of sud. You know, a person will think, well, what did I do wrong? The cat did the job over there. That's very similar. He brings down, like the hunting dogs that chase down and can find the animal, and if a person helps them or whatever the case is. So the same thing, setting a cat on a mouse is running into the problem of tzad. One has to be careful. It should also be noted, he brings down that, so the point I wanted to make is that he brings down that hunting in this manner is also forbidden any time because of the prohibition of Moshe Vleitz. We're not talking about the cat catching the mouse, that's a separate issue, but in general, hunting and this type of a thing is the Isser of Moshe Vleitz. He brings down, which again, we're not going to get too much into, I'm just mentioning it because he does bring it down, and Chazal say that one who hunts with dogs is not destined to rejoice in the future with Simchas Levyasim. Whatever the case is, in general, hunting for sport is not halachically sanctioned. It's not something that from Jews should be doing, regular hunting with animals, just time for the sport of it. We're not talking about, of course, obviously, for food or whatever, that's a different story, but just time hunting for the sport of it, that should not be done all the time, nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is a separate thing, whereby you're running into the malacha of tzad, trapping. So one has to be careful in all these inyanim all the time. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody has a cat, you know, that's a problem during the week. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about general hunting. It's just over there, like on Shabbos, when they set the cat on the mouse, you know, there's a mouse, let's say. So then the person has a cat, they somehow get the cat and they shoo it or whatever, that it should catch the mouse. They push it, not physically push, I mean, shoo it or however you want to do it, that they should catch the mouse. So that, you talk, a person has to be careful also, that setting a cat on a mouse is also tzad, he brings down, and just, we spoke about also the mouse traps. Somebody puts down mouse traps, can't be done on Shabbos either. You have to put, if you put it down, you put it down before Shabbos. If it gets trapped on Shabbos, okay, whatever the case is. But before, on Shabbos itself, one has to be careful, not to put down all these various different type of traps. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch, a cult of